Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word behind the veil.
You know, Ron, I was just going to recommend that we actually speak a little bit right now about the transition that Life Behind the Veil is in.
Well, what's happening with the Life Behind the Veil is we are actually in the process of creating a whole new website, which should be up and running hopefully within the next month. I think people will be really pleased to see it. It will have our, of course, I'll have all of our podcasts on there. It will actually be, they'll be actually categorized. So if you want to hear words about love, you'll see a category about that, or maybe words about faith, or maybe just words about the general walk with God. And I think there's like 10 categories we've put in there right now. We also have our video podcast, and we'll have a page on that where you'll have three initial sample video podcasts that we've done. And then at the bottom, there'll be a link that goes to our YouTube channel, which you can see all of our video podcast. Also, we're going to create a blog that is going to be basically surrounded the podcast. So we'll take each podcast, we'll create a blog of that, and then we'll be looking for people to respond to that on the blog.
We're going to become a 501(c).
C3.
What we're doing is we want to spell out responsibility and spell out our intention by following the path that our government lays down to be sure that the money you give us goes where it's supposed to.
Right.
Yeah.
We're making that pledge to you now, and we're also giving it weight by becoming a 501 type of corporation. It requires bookwork and responsibility on our part. And that's what we're working at. We're working at our bylaws that we abide by. So pray for us, because there's a lot of responsibility to do it right. And that's what we're doing. No questions asked about integrity. We're telling you that we're applying integrity to ourselves to be faithful stewards of your donations. That money is going to go to see what we're putting on the podcast, which we believe is a part of that great commission that the gospel of the kingdom will go to the ends of the earth. We're just one of many that are involved in that.
Yep, exactly. If you haven't noticed already, those who listen, is our logo has changed. I think I like the newer logo better than the older one.
And our colors have changed too. So, I mean, the whole our whole look, when you get on the new site, you'll have to really kind of go, oh, are these the same people? Because the look's completely different.
Right.
We hope that everybody will enjoy it. And
give them the link again, Ron.
livebehindtheveil.com.
All one word.
All one word, all lowercase.
I got to tell our listeners this. I want to say thank you to each one of you listeners, because you have responded by us being able to know that you listened, you joined us, and I want you to know that it's changed us. Ron took the podcast in his travel from Oklahoma to Ohio and listened to him from beginning over the beginning ones up until recently. He called me on the phone, and guess what I found out? And I told him, you found out we've changed. We've grown. And we as individuals and as a group want to thank you, because without you guys listening to us and participating with us, and I think listening is very much participation, we have changed too.
experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.